Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And around the table today, two ladies who should be getting gold stars for the work that they do because it's all about litter. We have with us Elizabeth Morgan, who directs Rock Hill's Clean and Green, and Allison Woodruff, who is with York County's, what do they call it, York County Clean Community. I guess that's the right name, right? Okay. So we're going to be talking a lot about an ongoing, I'm going to call it an ongoing issue in York County, better than it's ever been, but it's still an ongoing. First off, let's start. Why don't you start, Allison? Tell us a little bit about you.
Allison Woodruff with York County Collection and Recycling and the Keep York County Beautiful Board, and I've been with the county for 10 years now.
10 years?
10 years.
Ooh, jeez. Doing this?
Yes.
Entirely? 10
yes.
years. Okay.
10 years.
I see some people over here. Are they any of these related to you?
Those are not mine. Mine is doing virtual school today for Clover High School.
Okay. All right, Elizabeth, tell us about you.
All right, I'm Elizabeth Morgan. I'm the environmental educator with the City of Rock Hill and the staff liaison to our Clean and Green Board, which is our Keep America Beautiful affiliate. And I have been with the city for 15, almost 16 years now.
Really?
In this capacity. Yes.
In this capacity.
Yes.
And was it when you started with the city that they got into this whole business about litter, or was it ongoing before that?
No, it was... predates me. The Clean and Green Board have actually been around for over 30 years now. So they have really been pillars in our community as far as anti-litter, getting recycling started, beautification. So they have a long history in Rock Hill and have been fighting the good fight for a long time.
And how about the county, Allison? How long have they been into this?
The county has been working on litter and recycling before there was ever a Keep America Beautiful affiliate. The Keep York County Beautiful Board began 11 years ago this month.
I tell you what, first of all, let's try to see if we can get an assessment as to where we are. 30 years ago, actually 36 years ago, when I came to Rock Hill, it was very noticeable that we had a problem with litter, particularly as you go down Dayblau Boulevard to Main Carter. I mean, it was just, blah, blah, blah. You don't see that at all anymore. I mean, it's very neat, very tidy. How would you say we are right now? Are we, I guess A would be spotless, which I don't think is reasonable, but we're not an F where we just look like a trash heap.
Yeah.
Talk from the City of Rock Hill's perspective. Where do you think we are?
I think from the city's perspective, especially along a lot of our more major thoroughfares that are within the city limits, I'd give us like maybe a C+, B-, just depending on where you are exactly. But I think we're doing a lot better than we've done. But there are still a lot of areas where, like cut-through roads on the way to collection centers that are they're maybe in the city, they're maybe not, but people, they're considered in the city, where we see a little more of a problem. And this time of year especially, I believe we see more litter, partly because the vegetation's not growing. So even though it may always be there, we're really seeing it right now because nothing's growing over. So it's a lot more noticeable, I think, just because of the time of year. And I think maybe there's also more litter out there. So we're really trying to get that awareness right now when people maybe don't have a lot going on. You know, it's before springtime started. People don't have a lot of major projects. It's a great time to get out and clean up some of that litter.
All right, Allison, same question to you. How would you grade the rest of York County?
I would say that in the other municipalities, those look pretty good. But the ones that are outside, you know, in the unincorporated areas where there aren't crews picking up and obviously around the collection recycling centers and going to the landfill, I would say...
Be kind.
C-. The roads that are bad are really bad. Most of them are state roads, the ones that are most heavily traveled. The county roads are a little bit better, but those are the ones that we get illegal dumping on a lot because they're not as traveled as often, so people get think they can get away with it.
So to put this in perspective, this is not just a problem unique to your county. Correct. This is like the world is like this.
Yes.
But on a positive note, I mean, when I look at what both the county and the city of Rock Hill have done in terms of beefing up the whole attention to this issue, and then the recycling initiatives that have been put in place. I mean, you know, where OTS Media is, we put out our recycling bins every Monday morning. They come pick them up, blah, blah, blah. And every week I go down to the convenience center because I live outside of the city. Mm-hmm. And I think those convenience centers are the best thing. I was here when they had the old green boxes. Ooh, those were awful. Convenience centers have worked just great. So we have all these, I mean, the infrastructure seems to be there, but you still got John Q. Public you got to deal with, who I guess some of them just don't get it.
I would say that there are a variety of factors to make litter prevention programs work. Litter collection is one of the tools that you need. And that would include volunteer pickup, but it also includes, you know, local governments or contracted folks picking it up. But you also have to have education. You have to have the ordinances and state laws in place along with enforcement. Enforcement is huge, and it's not a priority right now. And you do have to actively catch someone littering generally to give them a ticket. However, unsecured loads is one of the biggest sources, if not the biggest source, of litter in York County. And that's why you see so much of it going to and from the landfill and the collection centers, because people just toss their bags in the back and think that they're going to stay there. Well, you see intact bags all over the county off on the side of the road, and it's not usually because somebody just dumps them there, but they come off the back of a truck or a trailer.
You know, I'm not sure I totally buy that. I mean, the average homeowner who throws the bags in the back of their pickup truck, that bag ain't going to fly out of there.
Oh, they do. We just picked up 24 off of Highway 5 just the other day. And that's just between
you don't think they just got thrown off there?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Because they'll still get, they're going to the center.
Right.
They just don't happen to care that one of them fell off. But you also have people who just throw lightweight stuff in the back of their truck and think it's going to stay.
That part I
understand.
You know,
that is, I mean, I see that in parking lots all the time.
Now, don't you have a, I don't know if the city or the county has some kind of regulation where they have to put tarps across these large trucks that are carrying that kind of debris?
Yeah, so that is a county law?
It's a county and state.
County and state. I know it's a state law, yeah. So it's definitely required that you tarp your load. But again, that goes back to enforcement. Somebody's got to be there to enforce it. Somebody's got to be there to say, you're going to get a ticket because you didn't tarp your load.
Okay, well, now you hit the I was teasing with you before we went on the air. I live on one of these roads that from time to time has a litter issue. Mm-hmm. And I've told my wife that I was going to go out and buy a harpoon. You know, the things they used to get whales with? And I was going to put the harpoon on the edge of my property. And when I saw somebody chucking something, I was going to launch the harpoon to go right through their engine block. So their car would just die right in the middle, and they would say, why? I said, well, just pick that bag up, and then this won't happen again. Anyway, in all seriousness, you get into this issue of enforcement.
Yep.
And what is the deal? Why don't we – do we have laws that just are there, but the police don't have the time to fool with it? What is it?
I think that's pretty accurate. So there are laws, and we actually, the litter laws were adjusted two years ago to give magistrates and local governments even more flexibility as far as the punishment, the fines, the retribution if they do get a litter ticket. So they're actually even a little more, I don't want to say appealing, but they're easier to write litter tickets now. But I think it's just, again, we need to educate even our own law enforcement and our officers on those laws, on what they can do, on what they can write a ticket for, and then just make it a priority. And, you know, it's just hard. There's a lot of things that law enforcement's responsible for, and this is just another one. But it is, you know, if there's nobody, if your mindset is, I don't care, I'm going to throw it out, nothing's going to stop you until you feel some kind of pinch, right? So Allison and I can educate all day long. Mm-hmm. We can put up billboards and do social media ads. But if you are not a person that 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 affects you, that you care about that. That's not part of your ideals, unless there is something to
a disincentive.
A disincentive, right? Then it's not going to change.
The county solid waste and disposal. So if you go to the transfer station, you do have to have a secured or covered load, or you will get a fee. There's a fee for commercial and for residential. And that is great, and it is a great initiative, and it does help. But we have seen people that'll come down toward the landfill, and they'll have been unsecured the entire way there. They stop near the gas pumps and put a tarp or whatever covering over it. So they've already spilled stuff on their way there, and they're just trying not to get that $25, $50. If it's a commercial load, it would be $50. It is unbelievable. And it just doesn't take but a few seconds, a few minutes at the most, to secure a load. Do it for everybody else. You don't have to be a tree hugger. You know, nobody wants this. This is financially crippling to have to pick all of this up, all of this litter up, and you know, for the entire infrastructure. It's just terrible.
So if you had the complete attention of, let's say, the Rock Hill City Council and the York County Council, and they had nothing else to be concerned with except what you were going to say, and they were willing to do what you suggested they do, what would you say to the two councils? Oh, come on now.
I'll get Allison to take that.
Okay. To enforce the laws that we do have, both state and county, and sometimes the doing both and, you know, applying both of those to a person is really great, and the law enforcement usually pick whichever is the tougher law for a person. And we've had code enforcement folks that will go out, they'll find if their bags of trash or a big illegal dumping pile, and they will find the address and go and talk to the person. And sometimes it's, well, I paid somebody to go take it, and sometimes it's, well, my son was supposed to go take it to the center and he just dumped it, you know. And so you obviously can't ticket that person, but they are a lot more aware. But we need a litter pickup crew, you know, that can go every day, a large enough crew to handle, because the state, they don't do regular litter pickup.
Now, you used to have the assistance of the work release crowd out there on Ogden Road.
And now it's
gone. That's gone.
Mm-hmm. It's gone. And they were assigned roads by DOT, so they only did the state roads. Right. Our office can handle the county roads and the illegal dumping, and we pick up intact bags. But we only have one staff person that's assigned to pick up litter. That one person can't do state roads. We really need the state to handle their roads, pick up their roads, and the county pick up the county. That's really our only responsibility. The county is not responsible for state roads, but we pick them up anyway. We always have, but we are so short-staffed, one person can't do it.
Okay, so now I'm going to put also in the audience there the police chief, right? Because he's the one you really have to convince.
Right. So, and I want to say, like, we've got great support from Rock Hill Police. Like, they're fantastic. And our staff are great. We've got street sweepers that have a route. They go through the town all week doing the streets. So we really don't see a large problem there. Our parks staff are fantastic at maintaining our parks. We don't see a problem there. It's really a lot of these unincorporated areas, or the kind of donut holes around the city, or the connecting roads. Most of the time, they're state roads as well. So I would think enforcement is really going to make the biggest difference for us, to be able to not only enforce the laws that we have, but also publicize that we're enforcing them, so people know that there is a penalty for littering. It's not just, you know, wag our finger at you, you shouldn't do that. Or that, you know, there's other people that are just going to go out there and clean it up for you. So I think having the ability to make that clear to our community would really make a big difference.
There used to be, I don't know how many years ago, some type of a program where the general public was encouraged that if they saw somebody chucking a bag or whatever out the window, take a license number down or something like that and call a certain number.
Yep, 1-877-1877-LITTER. So it's still intact. DNR answers that phone line. It's a state program. It's called the Litter Busters Hotline. So you can call that number, 877-7-LITTER, or you can go online now to Palmetto Pride and actually put it in. Like, if you just want to click a picture of the license plate and do it later. You can actually fill it in online. And those folks still get a letter in the mail. So they don't get a ticket because law enforcement didn't see them do it. I can't do a citizen's arrest as much as I would like to. But they do get a letter in the mail, and I do think this is important. So I still call this number all the time. I know Allison does. I have it programmed in my phone. My kids know how to call it now, so I can just, you know, tell them to call it. But if I see a cigarette butt go out the window or a cup or something fly out of the back of somebody's truck, we call, and you just have to have the license number, the make and model of the car, or close enough. I don't know cars, so I just try to get as close as I can, and what street you're on. They'll get a letter in the mail from DNR and Palmetto Pride saying, you were seen littering on this day, at this time, at this place. Did you know littering is punishable? You could get a ticket up to $1,000. Here's why litter is bad for our community, and here's a free litter bag to keep in your car so that you don't litter again. And I think that's that awareness. Some people, especially I think with cigarette butts, people don't even think that's litter. They just think, well, those will disintegrate. But unfortunately, the acetate filters, they never go away. And they just look bad. You see, if you pull up to an intersection and you look over, you see those litter butts. You see where people have dumped out their whole ashtray. It looks terrible. So some people, I think, just need that, like, oh, hey, somebody's watching you and somebody's paying attention. And this isn't something that's good for our community. Some people just need that little bit of encouragement. Some people need a little more encouragement, like a ticket. But I think that's something that we can all do as citizens, is at least call attention to the problem for the folks that are doing it.
So that number again is what?
8777-LITTER.
All right.
L-I-T-T-E-R.
I'm sorry. I asked Palmetto Pride recently if we could use that hotline number for unsecured loads, and they said yes. So I am going to use it for that also. And feel free, everyone that's listening, to do the same.
Okay.
And something else, just so you know, we don't want people throwing their cigarette butts out, and we offer pocket ashtrays and auto ashtrays. So anybody who wants those, we'll send it to them. We're happy to help. We want to help. You know, we don't want to be mean.
Better yet, stop smoking. All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. Find out more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. And, of course, we hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. Let's just see if these ladies remember how it's done. It's a magical chant that we just send out all over the world every day right from this location here. Are you ready, ladies? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden. Come on. Right there. Well, that was pretty pitiful. We're going to get that back at the...
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Does your business need to operate more efficiently? Whether you're uploading or sharing large data files, using web-based applications, or streaming high-definition video, businesses demand more bandwidth. Comporium's business class internet with speeds up to 1 gig and dedicated Ethernet options can meet any of these needs. Keep your business growing and growing efficiently. Call Comporium Business Services and learn more about business class internet options, or go online to Comporium.com.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Emergency Room Director at Piedmont Medical Center. When someone is experiencing a life-threatening emergency, such as a stroke or a heart attack, every second counts. Piedmont Medical Center's emergency departments in Rock Hill and on Gold Hill Road in Fort Mill are open 24/7 to treat life's unexpected emergencies. Even in the middle of a pandemic, our commitment to providing safe, high-quality emergency medical care in our community remains strong. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Hey, Charlie, what's new with Substation 2?
That's easy. We're bringing back our delicious corned beef sandwich. It's lean, perfectly seasoned, sliced fresh to order, and garden just the way you like.
Don't miss this limited time offer at Substation 2.
Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We have Elizabeth Morgan, Director of Rock Hill Clean and Green, and her cohort from the York County. And I don't, what's the formal name again, Allison?
Keep York County Beautiful.
Keep York, why don't I have that? Keep York County Beautiful. Okay, got it. Who are with us today, and we're talking about this whole issue about litter. As I mentioned to you just a moment ago, if you don't think this is an important issue, I want you to think about your own investments in where you live. I don't care what neighborhood it is, but if the approach to your neighborhood has got trash all over it and you're trying to sell your house, I would think that a prospective buyer might say, you know, maybe I'll just look somewhere else because I don't want to live in a place that looks like this. True or false?
Oh, absolutely true. True for residential and commercial. So true for businesses that might be relocating, true for new industries. You know, how our community looks really sends a message to our visitors. And Rock Hill is such a hot spot for sports tourism. We have got visitors here every week, as well as the arts. I mean, we just have a lot going on to bring people into our community. And we don't want that first impression to be, these people don't care, they just throw litter out. So we want to show our visitors that we're really a community that cares about where we live. We care about our residents. You know, we're a great place to come and relocate your family or your business. It really does affect economics in our community.
No doubt about it. To put this in perspective, this goes back years ago. I can't believe I remember this. You ever heard of the name of Lou Holtz?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, former coach of USC and Notre Dame and all that stuff. He used to quip that South Carolina had the cleanest cars in America because they throw all their trash out on the road. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And that's not the kind of image that we want.
Right.
I don't think that's the image that we have, particularly here in York County and the city of Rock Hill and Fort Mill and other places. I think we do a pretty good job, but it's an issue. Now, with that being said, repeat after me, God bless the volunteers, because you've got people who are out there every weekend with their orange vests on and the orange bags and picking up other people's trash.
Yep.
How do you put that all together? How did you arrange that?
Well, we are lucky to have the best residents in York County and Rock Hill. So we really do have folks that take it upon themselves to care about their community, their neighborhood, or where they live, to contact us, or we reach out to them, and we can put together, Allison and I both put together free litter kits, so safety vests, gloves, trash bags, litter grabbers, and right now we have an initiative going on called the Polar Bear Litter Pickup, because it's cold outside. So we want to encourage people to get out, maybe even though it's a little chilly, and we'll give you these great free long sleeve t-shirts for your group if you want to go pick up litter. You can pick up an area that you have in mind already, or if you just want to go pick up litter and you're not sure where, we can assign you a spot. So we really are lucky to have people that care so much about where they live that they're willing to go, like you said, pick up other people's trash. We will collect the bags so you don't have to try to haul them off. You know, you can just contact us and we'll come out and pick them up for you once they're full bags and stacked up. So we really are trying to make it as easy as possible for groups to be able to go out and help us get the county cleaned up.
And how many, I don't know, volunteers do you think you have that do this routinely throughout your county? Hundreds?
Yes.
Easily, yeah, hundreds.
Yeah, and that wouldn't even include the one, like we don't
manage the Adopt a Highway program anymore. The county doesn't, but that would, if you added those up, I would say another 100 plus groups. Not just individuals, but groups on the state roads.
And these are not folks that are looking for recognition. Mm-mm. So I think Allison and I will see folks out picking up, and we don't necessarily even know who they are. They're just taking it upon themselves to go out and clean up their neighborhoods. They go out every week. So I know there's folks out there that just really care and want to keep things looking good.
So is this formally organized in each of your offices? I mean, you've got teams of people that, I mean, you just call Team X, and they've got five or six people that go out on a particular Saturday once a quarter or once every 4 or 5 months or something?
Our Adopt a County Road program is very similar to Adopt a Highway, but it could be a 1 or 2 mile stretch, and the requirement is, you know, 4 times a year. And then we have a litter challenge, which a person or a group can pick up anywhere they want to for 20 minutes 10 times a year. So my son and I do that one. We just pick up wherever we want to. And that could be a park or your own yard or wherever. And we provide the pickup of the bags and the supplies year-round. So in this, the polar bear litter pickup is a joint effort. And then in spring of each year, Keep America Beautiful has the Great American Cleanup. So it's a national affiliate-driven cleanup. So we'll be doing that also. And this year it's going to be from March to July.
Yeah. So. Yep.
Well, with your county growing as rapidly as it is growing, more people create more issues, what have you. We have this incredible development called the Carolina Panthers that's starting to come up out of the ground. And by the way, if you have not seen the time-lapse video that they have sent out, just go to WRHI. We have a story there with a hyperlink and bingo. You can go watch this thing. It's amazing what they're doing over there. So there's going to just be lots of all kinds of new activity, whether it be sporting activity, as you referenced, Elizabeth. We've got activity in the city of Rock Hill all the time. And every time we can show off Rock Hill in York County, that gives us more opportunity to have more stuff here for more people.
Yep.
They might bring a business here. They might bring a home here. Whatever.
They're staying in our hotels, eating in our restaurants.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Who knows? They could be right here at Substation 2 right now.
Yeah.
Getting a number 19. All right. So as we bring all this to a close, what's your biggest wish for 2021 as far as your field of responsibility for the city and the county with litter?
I mean, my biggest wish was that they would put us out of a job, that we wouldn't have to send groups out to pick up litter anymore. And I know that's like sky high wish, but I just wish people would be a little more responsible and a little more aware of the waste that they create and the problems it creates for others.
Yeah, we all have a responsibility, and this is such a easy thing to do.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the biggest causes of pollution, but also one of the easiest causes to fix.
Yeah, I mean, trash your car and then just, you know, bring the garbage can over and offload the trash.
Put it in a bag. Like,
yeah,
we all have bags.
How about you, Allison?
I feel the same way. A person gets tired of, you know, trying to beg for volunteers. They're always there. But right. When you have areas that you don't know how to clean because it's not safe for them to go out there, we don't have employees to go out there and do it. And it stays that way. And that's frustrating to not be able to do anything. And I understand that residents get frustrated and we don't have enforcement capability.
Right.
I guess mine would be to not have to rely on volunteers as often.
Well, I want to thank you both. Elizabeth, thank you. Allison,
thank you
for all that you do for the city and the county in this area of litter. And John Q. Public out there, hey, you're part of the solution. Just take care of this stuff and don't throw it out the window, okay? That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, just so everybody knows exactly what it is they're supposed to do, we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. We have this magic cue card that everybody can jump in on. The white letters we're all going to say out loud at the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl on our sister station, Interstate 107. Pre-game time at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Bye.